Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 111, CRM Management. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about CRM, otherwise known as Client Relationship Management Software, sometimes called Customer Relationship Management Software. Really depends on the way you look at your people that come in and spend money with your outfit. Some people call them clients because they repeat. Some people call them customers because they're a one-time shopper. I like to call them all clients because I look at all my shoppers as someone who will come back in the future and utilize my business for their needs in those future dates. Client relationship management software, a lot of people think of Salesforce. There's a lot of different ones out there. There's Bitrix 24, there's Lion's Desk, there's Top Producer. There's so many different CRMs. Even take, for instance, in your MLS system, you have a basic CRM in your contact manager. You have one over on your Dotloop if you have Dotloop. In Zillow, they give you one if you're a Premier agent. So there's a lot of it going on. Let's talk today, though, specifically about managing it, why it's important, what it is, and how you can use it to better leverage your business. So first off, what really is CRM? CRM, really, it's just a whole place that sorts everything. Your contacts, so phone numbers, email addresses, your physical addresses, birth dates, notes, whether they have pets, whatever you put in your CRM for information under the contact to make sure you know it in the future. You can also set off reminders and things like that to call that person back. Then you have your next level, which is leads, which is just anyone who's indicated they have some sort of interest in you helping them with real estate. That's going to be managing everything from your notes on your follow-up to hook the contact to it, to any calendar of events you have. And then if you create yourself any sort of tasks, which is just you typing into the computer something you need to do in the future and setting it to a date and a time, as well as putting any notes you want with it so that when you hit that date and time, it reminds you to do it and you get it done efficiently and correctly. And then we have deals. Deals is our deal manager, watches over the entire process of your deals, tells you different things to do, creates folders for you, all the different things that can be done through automation. Now, if you're working in a CRM for a company, you're going to just have your IT company take care of it. If you work for a company like Movementum, we're really just going to tell you how the system works. You're welcome to suggest ideas and we can always alter it. Other things in client relationship management software. So very unique sets of calendars. You can have a million different calendars, birth dates. You could have anniversary dates. You could have whatever you'd like to put in the calendars. Typically in most CRMs, you have a chat feature within the CRM for other users. You have a drive, the drive being a place where you actually get to folder all the documents that you have. And then you have other things like such as an activity stream, which is similar to a Facebook wall. Depending on how complex your CRM management software is, it may plug into other apps such as QuickBooks, Peachtree, some of the different business softwares for managing things. If there's other websites you use, sometimes you're able to do things like tie them in through API or have things like Zapier move over the Zaps for you and move over the physical data. For some of you, that's going to be a bit technical. But the reality is, ultimately, CRM is your Rolodex, it is your holy grail of business. It is something that if you do not have it started, then you need to immediately, after listening to this podcast, implement it. Because this is something that you're going to be shocked at how big this is for your business. So let's talk about management. First off, when working with a new lead, it's crucial to start entering the data right away. Waiting to enter the info in your CRM is where the problem starts. What do I mean by this? When you try to remember things for too long, they all start to come together. We all remember the game when we were little. It's called the telephone game. We'd play it in school and we'd tell somebody something. They'd tell the next person, they'd tell the next person. Not too long out, the story will have changed. This is the same with your CRM. If you don't put in the notes while you're on the phone calls, you're going to try to do it later. That's when you're going to run into issues. That's where you're going to put the wrong notes for the wrong people. Well, you're just not going to put the notes and you're going to miss out on an important thing, whether it be a client's anniversary, birth date, whatever. maybe you call and say, how's Sunday look for a showing? And they told you it's them and their wives' anniversary, and you just seemed like you're totally hotless and unaware of what they're telling you. The more you can be aware of what your clients tell you, the better you're going to do with your clients, because your clients are going to feel like you're working on their behalf, like you care. Not just are you there for the paycheck, but you truly care in the aspect of you're noticing big important events for them and not just for yourself. So CRM is going to help you with that. You're going to set in those reminders into your calendar. That way there, when you're talking with people, you know exactly where you were when you last left off with them. This really helps a lead follow-up. Because remember, CRM, really, it's just the expansion of your brain you always wanted. It helps you digitally remember everything and never miss a task. This is the big one, right? We're in a world now where it's very thankless. It's fast-paced, high speed, and everybody needs now. Well, that makes a big challenge for the human brain, because the human brain can only manage so many tasks at once. That's where CRM really comes in, because if we enter everything as it comes at us and we continue to put in the tasks of the reminders, it's very difficult to go through a day, feel complete with your day, and then turn your CRM on and see all your tasks. You're not going to do that. You're going to turn your CRM on at the very beginning of the day and do your tasks as they are set. That way there, you're getting everything done. So it gives us a great level of accountability in the idea of, wow, I didn't get all my work done, because I can directly see it right here on my platform, not just my notebook that I didn't flip to a certain page and oops, I missed it, or my brain, oh, I was talking and then that person walked by and I said hello and I petted their dog and totally lost track of where I was. CRM is to stop you from doing that and to give you that digital brain where you're just a mastermind. You're calling people on time every time and you're not forgetting about anybody. Everybody from the insignificant little mention of a house all the way to the full-fledged someone told you they're looking to sell a home, we're going to follow up with them the same way, precisely and on time each time. And we're slowly but surely going to build a profile on that exact individual. Every time we talk to them, we're going to say, has a dog. Dog's name is Lucy. Dog is a Labrador Retriever. Has a child. Child's name is Michael. Michael is 7. Michael attends such and such school. The more info we know on our clients, because remember, in real estate, we are a part of their life. We're an integral part of their life. We're trying to find the place for them to live. That's the hub of life, right? It's the everything. It's home. It's where they start the foundation to everything. So knowing their family, friends, their pets, their all that, it's going to give you the insight to better help them find the exact place for them. Because knowing that they have a lab, we certainly need to look at a yard with space or somewhere where there's an ability of sidewalks so that they can get out and walk that lab. We know that if it's in a 400 square foot apartment, we're probably going to have to make sure there's some great outdoor space for that lab to exercise itself. That's our job as a real estate professional to help people. And that's our CRM's job to remind us of these facts that we know. And let me let you know this. CRM can seem like a lot of work. I get it. The reality is it saves you time, because it creates the work as you go, and it creates great relationships. And great relationships create more business. Some people need to market every single day, all day. Not saying you shouldn't be marketing. The difference is, I said the word need to market, and it's because they have no returned clients. A person who works CRM correctly not only has returned clients, they have raving fans. They have people who are ready to give their friends, family, and referrals directly to you, no questions asked, because you did such an amazing job. By using your CRM system, you're going to prove that they matter more than now serving deli counter item number 49. Nope, we are, you are specifically, I am working with Jason Smith, who lives at 42 Cranberry Lane. He wants to see this, and I know exactly who he is. That is so important to people, especially when they're in an adventure and the whole entire process of buying a home or selling a home. Remember, this is real estate. This isn't small beans. This isn't a small deal. This is their entire life savings that we're talking about. These are huge deposits. These are massive moments in people's lives. So I highly suggest this week, right away, get your CRM going. If your company offers a CRM and you're not using it, you're foolish. If you don't have one, you don't have the money for one, don't worry, start somewhere. Most of them, you're able to take your data and move it over. I would say start with your Dotloop one, or start with your one that comes through your MLSPIN account. If you don't have either one of those, then maybe think about joining a company like Movementum Realty, who gives you a free CRM system so that you can be more successful in real estate. Guys, I hope this helps you find more deals. I hope this helps you understand the importance of a digital brain. If you haven't yet subscribed, please do so, and also tell your friends to. I want to grow this community as big as we can so we can give out more great free information on being a better real estate agent and how to find more success in real estate. Make sure to check out our weekly blog, newsletter. We have a website as well as a Facebook group, all under the name Real Facts on Real Estate. Thanks for listening this week. I look forward to talking to you next week.